Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Keith
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
What's up, everybody? Hello, hello, hello. Thanks for doing. And we're doing another AfterBuzz show right here in the AfterBuzz studios. And a lot is going on right now, you guys. I gotta tell you, it's like a very big time for AfterBuzz. Obviously, you know our Maria Menounos is doing Dancing with the Stars. Yay. We're all running around, like, just sweating and making things happen. But we're going to talk about this show, Basketball Wives. This was a show that we were all just, like, watching it, and it was good. I mean, this show, and I'm going to talk about what Victor said, the show will never get canceled because it's so good. And they keep on Evelyn. I mean, she just keeps going for it. Anyways, my name is Ronnie Jr. We'll be talking about this show. Next to me is Fallon Mercedes.
Hello.
The birthday girl, you guys. Did you know about that?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I would have brought a balloon.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah.
Pretty lady. Popping bottles, y'all. Was popping bottles.
Pretty lady just turned 21 years old, so there you go. Yeah. She just barely turned 21. And next, I'm sorry, not next to me, across the table, we got
next to each other.
The, what color is that? That's
this is highlighter yellow.
Highlighter yellow in La Casa. I love it. Rebecca Prince from HollyHoops.net.
Yes,
how are the updates with that website going?
They're going.
Good.
I mean, I'm shooting a lot, so there's a lot more video content than blogs right now.
Yeah.
But video's just as good.
Yeah, and what is the breakdown? That's kind of, what is your site? It covers entertainment.
It covers everything in Hollywood reality and sports. So, you know, I, of course, love Basketball Wives. So
yeah.
There's a show that mixes.
Do you secretly want to be one?
I can't tell you.
That means yes.
You said no, we did a little web video the other day, and she kind of like hinted towards that. I was like, I don't know, maybe, you know, she might be available for a date. That's all I'm saying. She may be available.
That's apparently all you need to get on the show.
Yeah.
So. That's true.
Whoa.
Maybe a baby. I don't know.
As we continue our introductions, let's talk about.
I'm already pregnant 5 minutes into
Whoa,
the show.
Whoa, I know, right?
Yeah.
As we continue to talk about who we have talking about this show, she's living that life, as Evelyn sort of says in a way.
Nicole Sidman, she's about that life.
You're about that life.
I'm like, really?
No, you're about that life because you are a football wife. So there you go. Nicole Sidman. And we've got Jerrica in the booth, and I believe she's going to transition over to Victor. I don't know if Jerrica, I think she's got that shot of Victor right now.
Thank
so,
Vic,
okay, good. Thank you, Jerrica. So anyway, huh? She's so sweet, right? Anyways, guys, what do we think about today's episode?
Today's episode was amazing. It was, I mean, I want to say it was, there was obviously drama, but it was comedy straight through.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
I love when the first moment I talked to Nicole, she goes, there's boob cleavage, but cellulite or something. Like, there was some comment.
We were commenting about how Jen's boobs look bigger.
No, but I'm saying that's the first comment I walked into. I was like, whoa.
Yes, but let me tell you the backstory of it was that we thought her boobs are bigger, and I thought maybe she got them done. They're like, we don't think so. I noticed that they looked like they were running from each other because they're so far apart. Then she's wearing this like dress with a cutout, and in the cutout, I saw cellulite. So I'm like, well, maybe she just gained weight because if you have back cellulite, then you have bigger boobs.
Right.
True. Yeah.
So that's the conversation.
Go, Victor.
You went in on.
He said, y'all.
No offense, because, you know, but.
Yeah, starting off, I mean, it was hard to notice anything. There were three big B's. It was, you know, boobs, hoop earrings, big hoop earrings, big earrings in general, and then booze.
Right.
Because the booze were...
I think Fallon said next week you girls are going to wear like your biggest earrings or whatnot. Earrings. It's going to be a Holly Hoops night in the AfterBuzz studio.
I can go ahead and cover the booze and the big hoops, but the boobs, it's just not happening. So, you know, you guys are going to have to bust
them out. Maybe you should cover these because you got to add booty in there. I mean,
that's right, Victor. Go ahead now.
Booty.
Does Fallon cover that? Fallon may cover that just a tad. We've seen her Facebook profile picture. She's doing work. Anyways, let's talk about this show.
I was going to say, Fallon may have some booty, but none of the ladies on the show, we're not seeing any booty.
No, that's right. Booty. Yo, Shani's
Evelyn seems okay. Evelyn has
ass.
Evelyn's just perfect for me.
But she tends to highlight the girls.
Yeah, for sure.
What if they did like one of the conversationals and it was just their ass talking? You know what I mean? Like the boobs are up here. That's
now there's your reality show.
Pitch that. Yeah, it's like Ace Ventura. Like, do you have any banana? You know?
It'd be more peaceful conversation. That's
all we want.
Let's talk, because there's, like you said, there's the boobs, the booze, there's all the drama. Keisha going home, though, that was the beginning of the episode. What did you guys think about seeing her life? Did she explain? Was there like an explanation there or something like that? She was, showcasing who she was because she didn't know a certain side of her family.
She said no. She went home. She went home. She basically said, you know, like she was thrown into these ladies' world on the show, and she wanted Susie and Royce to like be thrown into hers. And you know, she obviously has a different upbringing than the rest of them. She's from a small town in North Carolina, and I definitely think that having the girls there, she opened up more and kind of let them in on what it was like growing up in that area and her background. But it's nothing that she hasn't touched upon, you know, so far this year. But then also it makes you realize why those comments with Tammy were probably rubbed her the wrong way. So,
oh, with Tammy commenting to her.
Yeah, the past week's episodes, which, you know, the same kind of stuff we touched on.
Right?
Yeah, you know. So they talked about that, and then, you know, she just went a little more in-depth with it around her family. So.
I would have to say this is the episode where I connected most with Keisha. I loved her all the other episodes, but this episode, like, I guess anytime you get to see where somebody comes from and they open up, you kind of, like, get a little soft spot for them. But it was nice. And I thought it was so funny. Her family was so funny. I loved them. They were just, real down-to-earth.
Yeah, the best part is Keisha shows up picking up Susie and Roy. In the pickup truck, and they're like, "This is your car," and she's like, "This is my grandpa's truck, and this is what I drive when I'm home." And it's like, that's exactly
that voice almost sounded like her when I'm home.
And you touched on it also.
I'm from upstate too, so I got a little country in me.
But I like that you touched on the fact that I think it was her also way of proving about both of her, you know, the fact that she is half black and half white, and that she identifies with both. And I feel like she touched on that when they were driving in the big hoopty pickup truck, you know, and she was saying about her mom and how she grew up in this small town in North Carolina. And as Susie put it, she had jungle fever. And she's like, she has
Susie
soul.
Always makes it real
yeah,
simple.
She had soul. She had blonde hair, but she liked the African American people. And I think it was a good opportunity
for her.
I can say black?
You can say black.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I think black
African American.
Yeah, it might even be better, actually.
Well, either way.
Okay. You're being so PC.
You're being.
Okay, well, either way.
You know, she liked niggas.
Okay, not there.
I'm joking.
Okay, sorry, Nicole, back to you.
Can
I say the black person is drinking the purple stuff? Is that appropriate?
Oh, my gosh, Nicole.
He is.
Wait, can I also say that this is the episode where we actually find out that Susie is not black. We were kind of up in the air before.
I thought she has some Asian something.
We
still don't know.
You keep saying that, but there's no proof.
I thought I heard her do an interview.
Whoever knows what she is, please call in. Look at the number.
What is the number?
The number is 424-256-1729. I'm trying to say it slower because usually I say it so fast, but it's because I sing it. That's the way I memorize it. Anyway.
Sing it for us.
No. 424-256-1729. I don't sing it. I sing talk it. But that's the way I memorized it. So,
you mean Susie's not black?
She said it. She's not black.
Oh, you always thought that
too? You love Susie. Let's talk about your love for Susie for a second.
He loves her lisp.
He loves her. That's what he loves. She's so cute.
My first girlfriend in kindergarten had lisp.
Then she got speech therapy and she grew up.
I love her lisp and how goofy she gets when she's drunk.
Oh, her drunk scene today was good.
She always has a drunk scene, Susie does.
She's been toning it down before these bitches try and tell her she has a problem and put her in rehab.
Before Tammy don't do some work to her.
That's true, but I think she was so like scared from previous seasons that she probably has to drink before she meets up with these girls. Otherwise, she's the first one to get chastised.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding, right? Oh, like, goodness. They hated her in previous, you know, last season at least.
This is a different side of her this year, yeah. It's kind of cool to see. So then we have Shawnee's birthday. I mean, but they have one little get together.
We've got to rewind a little.
Yeah. Go
from A to B.
Well, what about at Jen's? We saw last week that
Jen had her lip gloss line
and said that she did not.
I did
not
like that part of Jen.
She didn't, but it was funny how she was like, didn't realize that she didn't invite Shawnee. Mm-hmm.
She didn't realize?
No, she said, she's like, oh, I didn't invite.
God,
when she met with Tammy, she was like, oh, I didn't invite you, like all surprised and tried to be all nice about
it.
She knew. It was
come on, you're taping for Basketball Wives. And
you know your film schedule.
Exactly.
Like,
production says. We'll say yes.
Production says who's coming, and you know, and she just. But the funniest.
So you don't appreciate that she's not being real about it.
I don't appreciate that, and I thought it was kind of funny. But they both played along with it, and it was just really the most funny conversation.
It was a funny conversation, but I'm sure you know. Obviously, it was on purpose. But I love that. You know, Shawnee picks and chooses when she wants to be a part of the show at this point.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe that wasn't a big enough event for her to fly into town for.
I mean, it's lip gloss.
And then call that. But then they'll be like,
it's
oh,
lip gloss.
I didn't invite you? Like, oh my God.
Right. You know what else I love?
I love that Tammy's just like, oh no, you didn't. It's okay.
And Tammy's
but
never like
But let me
like
find
that.
Out if Keisha did that to her. Drama would have went down.
Yeah.
So you guys think that Tammy likes Jen and that's why she was just being nice about it? All right.
Or she's trying to remain
She could have at least been like, I know you didn't invite me on purpose. It's all good. You know, like, I just feel like I would have expected more, like, realness from Tammy.
Because Jen already has drama with Evelyn. Tammy ain't trying to get into it. She got drama with Keisha. She's going to leave Jen alone so Evelyn and Jen can
drama.
Hash it out.
Now she's got drama with Susie.
Yes. Yeah.
After that.
But that's not going to be a big deal, is it?
No, it's not.
I think it's going to be. It's not going to be a factor.
You never know. Susie is throwing out food stamp accusations again.
And my question is that big enough to get Tammy riled up that much? But I guess so. Tammy, you could look at her the wrong way and you're just done.
It's true.
God, Tammy moves quick, doesn't she?
I think if Susie would have kept talking and it wasn't like the scene out of Bridesmaids where Evelyn and Jen were out doing each
that
other
was
with,
too
their,
much.
With their toast, it was like, wait. No, I have a toast now. No, I have one more.
My toast is better. Yeah.
It was literally Bridesmaids.
Well, but Jen did make her toast all about herself.
Yeah.
But so did Kenya. So did Kenya.
No one started it. Yeah, she did.
And that's toast to not being disrespectful.
Sorry.
Bitches.
Am I trying to? Yeah.
Sorry, I apologize.
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
I'm a drink every time y'all say it.
After those ladies, it's hard not to.
To get
have it come out of
head.
My mouth.
With this show, I'm only drinking water right now because I'm not drinking for Lent.
Yes.
But I feel like
it'd
when
be
I watch
the best
this show,
drinking game ever.
I feel like we'll do it. I should break
when
my no Lent. It's pretty soon. But not only that, I feel like watching this show. It is so ridiculous in a good way that I almost feel like I'm drinking. I mean, that's kind of like the aspect that I get. These girls are
it's
crazy.
Like contact drunk, just watching them.
Do we want to jump right into that? You know, birthday scene or whatever. I mean, yeah, Kenya speaking when no one really asked for her to talk. No one really wanted that to happen.
She was so excited for the opportunity
she was
that
like,
Shawnee
this is my
gave
time
her
to shine
to be yeah, the woman she, in yeah. front of the man. She tried to get rid of him when she sliced him with a box cutter. So.
Oh, so that was what it was about, right? Mm-hmm. It was about everyone knows me for that, and now I'm my own woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now.
Oh gosh, with the women empowerment moment, which I'm normally okay with, but not
I
right there.
I want the world to see who I am.
With
she
a budding
said.
Music career.
And there's all these guys on the table, and don't worry, I'm not gonna pick any of them up and stab you. You know,
but I'm just gonna make weird YouTube videos for the world to see.
Me and Fallon, you know, because we can't go one show without talking about
her.
Kenya's weave.
Lucky left. Was it a different wig or did she just curl it?
I think she just curled the wig and straightened it up. She was like, you know what? Yeah. I'm not gonna let it lean. We're gonna straighten it up and go a different look, and it worked a little.
I like the curly hair. Yeah, yeah, I like the curls.
Funny.
I do.
Is she the least good looking one of the group though?
I don't think she's the least good looking.
Kenya's got to be the least good.
She's
the
least.
I don't think she's cute at all.
She's not.
The stabbing one, right?
Yeah, the stabber. There could be that reason. Yeah.
Is that why? Because you're just like.
No, she just. I'm shocked.
She does. I mean, she's
cute. She landed a one percenter. I'm shocked.
Listen, he's out of the league already, so it wasn't like that much of an upgrade, but I'm just saying. Oh, she was a Miss Michigan, so she's got to be a little bit
she's
cute.
Pretty.
I think that's right. Wait, is that the same area? Where is Keisha from?
It might be because she's older.
From North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I'm just lumping everything. My bad.
We should get some, associate them. Please.
We should get what?
We should get some pictures back in the day when she was Miss Michigan.
When she was a little,
Body was probably a little tighter. Yeah.
I think she's pretty.
It's a question. I don't know.
Who would your guys' least attractive?
Kenya, for me, has got to be the least attractive on the group.
What about you girls? Maybe we have a different
list. If I had to put the girls in order.
I already know who you're going to say.
For worst or best?
Royce, because Royce is
my. Oh, you're right. But I like Royce, though.
Royce is my least attractive, for sure.
Royce is an interesting look. She's got an interesting look.
She looks the best this season.
I forgot Royce was even on the show. But I like her.
She cleans up well on the...
The after shows?
She gives one good one.
And she's looking good better this season. But before, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was, fashion-wise,
I'm not saying she's not cute.
Shani. Shani with the short hair.
Yes.
Evelyn, she rocks her hair well.
Oh, she went with the Cash Money book deal this year. Yeah. This episode.
Because we all know Baby can read. Yay!
The business manager.
You saw who the smart one in the bit. Baby and Slim.
Oh, when he's when
big
he was like
readers.
When we
they had Baby Slim, and then there was like that one guy.
The business
guy.
And I sort of asked the question. I was like, why would she go with them? You know, but it does kind of match to her character. So I guess that does work.
She's a chick.
Yeah.
And now she's cast money.
Yeah.
Watch out.
You don't know about this life.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Exactly our point.
Yeah.
She's so much. I really feel like her wedding special is going to turn into its own series. Just between her and Chad, and just like you put those both worlds together.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious though, because you know Evelyn's a fighter for the most part. She's always got drama with somebody. We saw how Shawnee's birthday party went. So who is it going to be? Is she going to be beefing with Chad most of the time, or is she going to be like having a crazy bridezilla moment and be barking on all of her bridesmaids, bridal party people, whoever?
No, she doesn't want to mess that situation up with Chad. No. She's just going to be a bridezilla. I don't think she's going to go hard on Chad.
I agree with that. And then at the wedding, there'll probably be like one person that shows up. She's like, why is that bitch here? Like, she shouldn't be here. Like, she'll find somebody.
I feel like that is such a difficult thing for these reality stars who do keep going in that world. Like, you have been the bitch. I mean, I'm not calling it that to her, but like, that's who she become. And now she's expected to act that way for her wedding. But the wedding don't you think that's expected though a little bit? And that's supposed to be you're married, so that's like a special moment, and she's got a.
Have you not seen Bridezilla's?
Not as much as you guys, I guess.
Hello.
What I love about Evelyn is at the birthday dinner.
But I like her though.
When she was saying her speech to Shani, she was getting all
first one or second one? First speech or second?
First speech.
This was the best quote.
Can you act it out? You gotta act it out.
I wrote it down.
I'll be Shani.
Okay. I will forever be true to you because I'm that bitch.
What is that?
That's what she's gonna say to Chad. Oh my god! That's what she's gonna say to her vows. In her vows,
you're right.
She'll be like, "No,
that night,
I am forever." I'm going to say it again.
Wow. That's the tape we want to see.
Recycle that line for sure.
And I'm wondering, you know, now that Fashion Star started last week, and you see these looks, and then you can buy them the next day. So I want to know how quickly Evelyn is going to be getting these shirts out, because you know you ain't about this life. It's one shirt, because I'm that bitch, is shirt number two. And she's going to be making a ton of money with those.
I would buy one.
We should get what?
We should get to the top five quotes of the episode.
Do you have it? This is something that Fallon decided to do. Obviously, we do a lot of things on the show. We recap what we just saw and what you guys all saw as well. You're always welcome to call 424-256-1729 is the number. We have Lauren, our girl Lauren Turner. She's sometimes not able to make it in studio because she's a very busy girl. But she does give us a Beyond the Drama report, so that's actually really cool. But Fallon decided, like, Ronnie, listen, there's so many great quotes on this show.
Every episode. And I was like, just tweeting, like, this is great.
I was like, jot them down and talk about it. Like, that would be all good. Do you have them now?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the top five quotes of this episode.
I feel like by next week, I'm going to make you a little song, like the Fallon something.
We need it, like David Letterman.
Yeah.
Fallon's five.
Okay, but for now, it's just...
Fallon's five. Yeah. You ready? All right, so number five would be... I'm gonna pop that effing contact out of your face.
Yes!
Evelyn to Jen.
Evelyn, of course.
She was talking to Jen because obviously she wears contacts and this is after one too many drinks.
Thank you. According to Twitter, Evelyn blaming it on the Patron.
Yes.
Okay.
So her blame good friends, her good friends Pat and Ron helped her out that
night.
Yeah. Better than Jose.
What'd you say about the?
I'm not a big fan of black women wearing contacts.
But you are a big fan of Jen's though.
I thought
you liked the body.
No, he likes.
That doesn't mean I would wife her up or marry her. I mean,
she's beautiful.
But
stop.
You know, I'm just saying. I don't like contacts. If God gave you brown contacts,
but clearly the contacts aren't going to ruin the whole deal.
You don't have a problem with her fake boobs, right?
Oh, that's different.
Of course.
That was more of the original question.
All right, coming in at number four. Do I have to come with a bulletproof vest? And this was Jen talking to Shani because Shani obviously told her, hey, Ev's going to be at my birthday dinner. So she was just like, she already knew drama was going down. I guess the number three quote would be,
bulletproof vest wouldn't protect her from that little purse jab Evelyn got in.
Oh, yeah, she did get it. She got it good.
She got it right there before.
Number three would be... Tammy. No. Susie saying to Tammy, right, Tammy, I'm off of those food stamps.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst. Bad.
That was,
I mean, after after Kenya's ridiculous speech toast to Shawnee, and then
it was about Susie, their progression.
Then
yeah.
Susie drunk Susie, the Susie we love.
It is getting fun.
I agree.
And our bank accounts. Thank you to Shawnee because obviously these ladies are getting paid now, courtesy of Mrs. X O'Neill. But yeah, and then there she went with that. She just had to throw that out there. That was a sore topic between Jen and Tammy on the first season.
Very sore.
Yeah.
But did she just get off food stamps like last year?
Tammy got real offended because, you know, Jen...
Tammy gets offended over everything.
Exactly.
But,
But Jen, who everyone says is bougie, you know, Tammy had said something about... Oh, that was the other quote. Evelyn followed that up with something great. Tammy had spoken
about... No one wants
to
be reminded, yeah.
Tammy had spoken about how she was on food stamps regardless of having Kenny Anderson being her baby's father, that she was on food stamps. They were homeless for a point in time. And Jen, who obviously came from a different background, had made a comment like she had never seen a food stamp. And let me tell you, that was at a charity event, and Tammy lost her mind.
I love when Victor...
Oh, my God, that's so
this is the best.
She never saw food stamp, and Tammy was not having it, and going down. Fights, security.
You're right, and that was silly.
That was the same comment.
You're right. Why would she do that again?
Susie brought it up.
But she's drunk.
She was like, "Yeah, Tammy, we're off those food stamps," which she thought it was funny in her head.
She really did. Did you see her face? Her face was like, "Yeah."
She also had too much Patron, but Tammy was not having that.
Susie knew though. Susie came up to her and was like,
"It's okay. I was on the gym at one point in my life."
Susie backtracked. Yeah.
And now they put them on EBT cards, so.
And you can use them anywhere, like Burger King. It's ridiculous.
That was a good one. The follow-up comment, because that's where we all laughed, the whole room. We were like.
Evelyn followed up with, you know, they have her in the confessional, of course.
Yes.
She's given her opinion on the whole night.
She's great at that.
And you know how Evelyn talks. She's like, she's very stiff, but she does a lot of this. And it's so. She was like, and you know, no one wants to be reminded of being on food stamps or homeless. You try and forget that. And it's like, exactly.
That was good. No one wants to be reminded of their squatting days. Okay, Susie, so next time, let's keep that one out.
Yeah. She's a little loose with the mouth.
Number two? No, okay.
That one didn't make it. Number two was Evelyn saying,
What?
Number two is I'm forever be true to you because I'm that bitch. That was Ev.
Okay.
And the number one, drum roll, please.
This is decided by Fallon Mercedes. Okay.
You ain't about this life.
And if you're not watching, she just stood up and made hand motions.
Oh my gosh.
That's how.
No, go.
I hate that comment.
If you're on iTunes, go to the YouTube page to watch Fallon do that. That was a good.
I just think that's the dumbest comment. I hate that. That's just setting yourself up to fall.
Now, she said this to Jen.
I love Evelyn for saying this comment. Yes. And it's also might because she's cash money now.
That's what we were thinking. Yeah.
She's
got an image to uphold. Now she does.
I got a book deal.
Yeah. They're going to sell that book deal, son.
Yeah, she needs to watch it on that comment.
So if there was a quote I missed, please comment in the iTunes section.
Yeah.
Or tweet at us.
Tweet you. Tweet your. What's your Twitter handle?
Miss Mercedes. MISMERC.
Like birthday girl over here. Happy birthday.
Even though she didn't wear green on her birthday, though.
I had to stick out.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Her birthday was on St. Patrick's
Day. Oh, and you did not wear green?
Because I wanted to stick out. Everybody else wears green.
That means you got pinched a lot, right?
You messed up.
And she liked you liked it.
That booty.
That what? That what?
So that booty has a lot of bruises in it.
Oh, okay.
Wow. We know where
because everybody was pinching you because you didn't
right,
wear
it. Right.
I got it. Yeah.
We're just going to bring this back to basketball right now.
Anything else that stands out with you guys in this episode to speak upon, or shall we go to commercial? And you have some news, right?
Yeah, we have some news stories coming up.
Some news stories. So. I thought it was a good episode, though. I really did.
It's always a good episode.
It was a really
And I haven't had a chance to watch with you guys in like the last couple weeks because we've been doing other stuff here at AfterBuzz, and it was fun. It was like, and then we had Nicole back. Who has never missed an episode, right? You've never missed a basketball.
Can I say this? When you watch an episode with her,
with Nicole?
She will have you dying. She will notice the littlest thing.
That's right, yeah.
That's the littlest
you
thing.
You see that cellulite?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That was the comment I walked into.
I'm like a reality TV investigator. I notice everything.
We watched the show, and I feel like you need to watch it twice just to get the real.
I couldn't focus. I'm like trying to scoot closer to the TV. Like, I can't stop laughing.
How many times did we pause the show? We paused it that much because there's just so much going on.
I rewind, then I play. Like at home, you should see me. My husband's like, I'm going to bed. Like, I can't even watch this video. I'm like, I have to just catch every word.
Well, that's why she's known as the reality TV expert, you know? Jerrica, are we okay to go to commercial and then we'll do some news and a couple other little fun stuff? Lauren be on the drama report and all that good stuff. What do you think, Jerrica?
Jerrica!
We all just sang
AfterBuzz TV.
There it is.
Hi. I was once like you. A lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Oh, I'll probably buy it.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back. Are you about that life? Oh man, this Evelyn comment is just too much for me. That was great. I love the way you acted that out, Fallon.
I had to put that passion. That was a good one.
She stood up and everything. Evelyn just brings. She brings it.
If Evelyn were here, she probably wouldn't like that impression. And you know, she's Puerto Rican, and you're
Dominican.
I'm Dominican.
So,
it would be some fiery conversation. That's
AKA light skinned black girl. You ain't about that. Like, you know.
Yeah. I want to talk about how big these quotes are really like coming to life, because even Nicole said at the commercial, she's like, you know, I watch these shows, and when they have these quotes and they sell the t-shirts, you would buy some of these Evelyn quotes?
I would 100%. Like, I didn't realize they were on the website, but I'm a sucker for the Bravo ones. I love them. I have Nene quotes.
She's got t-shirts. Yeah. She's got wife beaters. She's got sweatshirts and all
different
kinds.
Is there any
kinds.
Bedazzling going on?
You could bedazzle it yourself.
I'll bedazzle them. I'm the ultimate bedazzler.
Can we also give you an AfterBuzz shirt and you bedazzle that too?
100%.
I think you would pull it off.
My license plate is bedazzled. Yeah. Bedazzled champagne bottles, please.
I want to ask you, Nicole, just for one second, and we'll get back to the show. Like, okay, so you have kids, you are a football wife, and you've got a busy life, you know, everything. What is it about reality?
I know the ring.
You might as well put it up, because
I'm excited that my husband and I got married when he was playing in the NFL, because otherwise, if it was like 10 years later, it probably wouldn't look like this, so I'm appreciating that, you know, it happened 6 years ago.
Yeah. And then, you know, a lot of people, the compliments for you is like, whoa, she had two kids, body like that? So I just wanted to at least give that appreciation. appreciation. You know,
me up over here, Ron.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a nice person. You know,
my head is going low with my headphones.
We're all great. We're all amazing. Anyways, let's get in contact with Lauren so she could call in about the report.
Lauren, call.
Yeah. And then you want to do some news right now?
Yes. Yeah, so,
okay, Jerrica, you want to hit the little news noise?
TV news.
It's a great intro.
Those sound effects are crazy. All right, so yeah, if you don't follow, you know, these girls on the blogs, there's a lot of stuff going on. Even if you don't follow them on Twitter, you'd see that there's some stuff going on. Royce is in the middle of some crazy baby mama drama with her baby daddy, Dwight Howard. He is suing for sole custody of their son.
Whoa.
Because basically Royce has spoken about him or alluded to that is her child's father.
I thought you said she couldn't.
He has a gag order, but every time, you know, something happens, then he goes after her. He sued her for $9 million. That got dropped.
Does she have $9 million?
He's obviously a little bit vindictive. So, yeah, now he's going after their son for full custody or for sole custody. And the crazy part is, you know, Royce is saying that the judge on the case should actually be thrown out because she feels like he's too influenced in the Orlando area by, you know, Dwight Howard superstar. And he has a bunch of other baby mamas that do not have to follow the same strict rules.
What is a bunch? I'm sorry.
He's got two other confirmed kids. Wow. And then he also has two other unconfirmed kids.
That's the life he's about.
Bringing a total to five kids, five different baby mamas.
That we know.
That is the baby mama drama.
Damn.
So,
how old is Royce's son?
I think he's like three or four. Yeah. Like, he's young.
That's
so
sad.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's one story.
Well,
and then
we'll have you hold up your story because I guess Lauren is on the phone. We just got to get to her.
Lauren.
So, you know, it's like Beyond the Drama Report. Lauren, hello. Hello.
Sorry, we lost her.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try again. Back to Rebecca.
Let's just drop the drama in the middle of it. Then it makes us look bad. And then Shawnee O'Neal's ex-husband Shaq, who had been engaged to another VH1 star, Hoops from The Flavor of Love, which is gross because basically Shaq is getting Flavor Flav's sloppy seconds. But they broke up over the weekend. He had security.
And Hoops is a little muscular looking as well. I mean, she's cute, but she's a little
thick.
Yeah, she's a little...
Thick is not more...
Strong in the face.
I wonder what happened.
Hard. I wonder...
Like, when she says she's a basketball player, you're like, you are.
Convinced. So they broke up, and he had security, because he didn't want to cause any scenes, he had security basically wait with her while she collected her things from his house, and then security escort her out of the house. And then, to make matters even worse, he showed up in Vegas for his 40th birthday party with some Asian chick. So,
Shaq
is wasting no time. Not that it's bad she's an Asian chick.
I'm sorry. I know
no
you just
time.
Talked about Hoops, and it just took me to whatever happened to New York Tiffany Pollard, that reality girl from Flavor Flav.
She
that was
took a minute, but I think Lauren is
Lauren.
Back on the line.
Back to Lauren.
To give us some non-drama.
Lauren, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
And you got your news music. Anyways.
What?
No, just go ahead. How are you, Lauren?
I'm good. How are you, basketball wives, loving people over there?
We're having a good old time.
This was such a great episode. We loved it. We just.
Did you love it, too? What'd you love about it?
I just answered the question. I missed most of it. But I loved Keith's like ranch and the farm, and that was amazing. And just like the fact that Royce kid and Susie, you know, were okay with kind of embracing Keith's culture, so that was nice.
I like how she talked about the two nice things. What about the Shawnee dinner though?
She's beyond the drama.
I know, but I'm beyond the drama too. But I was like really plugged into that.
What's the point of a segment?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lauren. You ain't about that life.
I think you guys talk about enough drama for all of us.
Okay,
we don't need any.
Bring us the non-drama, Lauren. Go ahead.
You know, really, I just have a few things. Of course, I don't know if you guys talked about Jennifer, but she was recently in the April May issue of Today's Black Woman Style Report. And she was looking absolutely beautiful and just continuing to promote her Lucid and, you know, the brand beyond the BBYs thing. So, you know, I love Jennifer, even though sometimes Ronnie doesn't.
No, you convinced me. I didn't say one bad thing about her. And I liked her this episode. She was okay.
Good.
You've convinced me. If Lauren says she's good, she's good.
Good. I'm glad. Is everyone We're still so your sweet. Favorite, though, Ronnie?
Is she my favorite? No, she's not my favorite. She's not that interesting to be
Lauren
my favorite.
My favorite. Your favorite.
Is Lauren
That's
who?
What she
is.
No, Lauren's
Evelyn. I said Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn's fun. Tammy's fun. Royce Evelyn. Doesn't bug me, but I know she's not that interesting this season. Susie. God, I just given the whole. Susie is better than she's been in the last couple episodes. Those are my opinions. Back to you, Lauren. Sorry.
Okay, cool. Yeah, speaking of Royce, I just want to send love to her. I don't want to talk too much about her custody battle, but just let's send her some love that, you know, with her and her baby, that she, you know, everything works out between her and Dwayne Wade with the getting custody of the baby.
No, not Dwayne Wade, Dwight Howard.
She wishes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Gabby. That's Gabby.
You're about to give an exclusive story that doesn't exist. So, they're going to be like, where'd you hear that from?
there goes the after show.
Yeah. We just spouting out wrong information. You know, it's...
You know, honestly, these basketball players look all the same to me. Anyway,
Lauren. Pretty Lauren Turner. You ain't about this life. No.
I can't say that about football players because at least they wear helmets.
Basketball players all look the same to me. But no, you're right. I'm sorry because I know obviously I know who Dwayne Wade is.
Lauren, so anyway. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Your point is you just don't want to harp on Royce's dramatic stuff because it is like real personal. It was interesting. We had Aubrey O'Day in here yesterday for Making the Band. Well, that's what I loved her from. And of course, Celebrity Apprentice. And you know, you think of it as like they go on these shows and I don't want to say they're invincible in the sense that they don't. Aubrey looks like she's able to take this bullet, that she's constantly getting ridiculed. She goes through a lot. But she really, like, broke down on our couch a little bit yesterday. So it is, I like that you take that stance, like, yo, Royce is going through it, but I'm going to support her. That's just nice, is what I'm saying, Lauren. Mm-hmm. It's nice of you to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see the point of talking too much about something that's so personal to her, except for, like, let's bring her love. I know some people enjoy, you know, kind of taking jabs at people. Because, you know, I guess it comes with the territory, but we have to think about it like, you know, we're hosting shows and we're doing things as well. What happens if people start putting that same thing on us? We're not going to like that, you know. So.
True. Anyway. I agree with you 100%. I haven't read the comments yet.
I just was shocked because I had always seen Aubrey as being so like she's good with taking that. She really was like, no, I kind of am over it. I'm kind of like, I might go a different direction. So,
but what Lauren's talking about is that this involves Royce's child.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
like a whole different ball game. People talk about a custody battle, that's like
Rebecca.
So sensitive and like,
right.
Nobody's talking about her custody battle. If you don't report on it, it's news, so you have to talk about it.
But no one's like being mean about it.
No, I mean, no one's being mean, but it's out there. It's happening right now.
That's not what I'm here for. I'm just here to just send her some love. I don't really want to put my opinion out there on it. I just want to, you know, wish her the best.
Is she not the best? Yeah.
Do we have a picture of Lauren?
We'll do that next week.
She is just as sweet so and beautiful as she is
Lauren,
on the phone.
Unless you have another story.
I love you, Lauren.
We all love you.
I love you.
Unless you have another story, what's your Twitter handle so we can all go follow and stalk your life, the whole deal?
There's just one other story. If you guys go on, I'll let you just go on the website that Fallon and I have. It's called FallonLauren.com.
That's my favorite website. As is Hollyoaks.
So check that out.
You got a story about Evelyn?
Yeah, it's about her in Latina Magazine, and she's giving advice on dating an athlete. So definitely check that out for you.
She's giving advice on dating an athlete?
For all you aspiring basketball wives, go get the
tea. Exactly.
That's most basketball wives. It's Evelyn.
Make sure you learn the tricks of the trade until her book comes out.
So how many things is she doing? She's doing a book right now, and what else?
Well, the book comes out in June.
Okay.
It's like the first of in a series.
Oh,
so
yeah.
And it's called The Wives Association, and it's basically loosely based on her life, and
and it's not
she should call it something different because she was a fiance and now she's a fiance.
Maybe
she should be called the Fiance Association.
It's not a tell-all, which might let you guys down, but it's a compilation of just diary entries from the past years.
I would like to know more about her. I do some production.
I'll be reading that book. I read Superhead's book, so I'll definitely be reading.
Oh, there's the book.
I remember that book made waves.
Yeah.
She spilled the beans, so, you know, you're going to get your fix either way.
Well, thank you, Lauren. I think that was another great Beyond the Drama report.
And, just follow me on Twitter. It's Lauren's Love, so it's LaurenzLuv.
I retweet and like and comment on all your stuff. The other day, it was raining. She was like, what'd you write? The rain something? What'd you say?
I said that good thing that it's best to just dance in the rain and have fun instead of...
Who are you? you're too sweet. Thank you, Lauren. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're all like...
She is so sweet.
It's like an enchanted moment around here. Any last thoughts from any of you guys about the show, or should we do some predictions right now?
What? Didn't we have a predictions category? Why did I forget it already?
I don't know, but let's play the
predictions. There was just so much going on.
There was a lot going on. Well, this is the first time we didn't really write notes like the usual way. I mean, we wrote some, but I didn't feel like we needed to. You did.
Ready? I predict that Keisha... is going to be running away from some fights.
Oh, yeah.
Running away?
Courtesy of the trailer. That's what we saw.
Not just one. I think there's going to be a couple more. She's trying to take the high road, which I give her credit.
But she definitely is graduating into this basketball wives... I don't want to say life, but like...
Circle, maybe?
Because I think she calls out Kenya on the next episode, mm-hmm. so that should be interesting.
It shouldn't be hard, either.
To call out Kenya? Yeah.
She doesn't ever make sense, so... It's like, okay.
Nicole, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple episodes here?
I think that... I agree. I think Keisha is going to probably be running from stuff, and I think that the reason for that is because... And I like Keisha, and I agree with everything she says. However, she's a little quick to talk with people she doesn't know so well, and you got to be a little bit careful. Like, make sure you don't spill the beans on people, because these girls will go and tell this person you said this and that person, and you got to be careful who you trust. And she talks really quickly, I feel like. She's quick to spill the beans, and I think that's probably why she didn't...
Yeah, confiding with one person exactly. in this group. I was even worried.
She confides in a lot of people.
I was worried that Jen, when she was talking to Shawnee, I was worried that was going to escalate to something. I mean, it did anyways without Shawnee having to go exactly. there, but you just can't say nothing to nobody.
No,
you can't
not
say,
that quickly.
You can't say like, you can't say, Fallon, I want to talk to you about some issue I have with Lauren, like, and keep it... You can't do that on this show.
We don't know each other that well. Like, I'm not going to go talk to you about her because we just met, and she just met all of them, so like...
It looks like she's going to be in it next week.
Yeah, she's getting schooled to the game. She's learning. She's all right. Can't talk to you.
Do we think she's going to do it?
Everything she says is true. Like, I'm not saying she's talking BS because she's talking.
Do we think she's going
to
do another season if they ask her to? Do you know this information?
Far, I would say
Rebecca's
yes.
Like,
I feel like Rebecca hasn't said a word because I feel like she knows a lot right now.
And as far as I can see, I mean, she hasn't gotten in serious beef with anyone. So, like, I would imagine she
Yeah, but you know she won't film with Tammy. She's not going to film with Tammy.
Well, they go to Tahiti.
Tammy's going to win that battle if that comes down to it. You know,
but Keisha's not going
to
fight
it. They all went to Tahiti together, so that's what we'll really have to see happen. So.
Oh, during the show?
Yes.
Okay.
Later on, get hot in Tahiti.
Yeah. It's like last year when the girls took a trip to Italy, and that's when Tammy decided to punch Mika in the face, slap Mika in the face. So, you know,
that was such a great time.
You can't take Tammy anywhere, basically.
That part of last season is you can't take Tammy anywhere
without her acting a damn fool.
I do love the way Tammy said though on that last season where she was like, "I was gonna give Mika a pass out of the goodness of my heart," but lo and behold, that was like one of my favorite moments from
she
Tammy.
She is reality gold. I'm not
she really.
Tammy's like the drama preacher. Like, yeah.
She's the doctor.
Preach,
yeah.
She can't preach about anything positive, but if it's like beef or what she's, she'll tell you. Those real world producers knew
they found gold.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, this one. Right
is it a surprise
here?
To anyone that it took like from that moment to this moment? I mean, this is a year. We're talking like almost 12 years, of no. But as far as her not being on a show, like that was a long time for her to be.
It surprised me because she's also a little bit crazy. So she probably had.
But I'm wondering career. I'm wondering career direction. Did she try to go somewhere else, or what was she doing in that time?
If you follow her on Twitter and people ask her that, she's always telling you to check out her IMDb page.
Oh, she's an actress. She is an actress. She's an actor.
I don't know specifically what she's been featured in. Maybe an episode of The Parkers here
so
and there.
She's been trying.
I know. Yeah, she probably. How about that clip? Was it the BET Awards? One of the awards shows. She did a clip. Do you guys not remember that one? Bobby Brown was in it. God, am I the only one who watched this particular show? It was a BET Awards or something.
Let me find out. Right?
VH1. No. You know I watch BET. Keep touching my back. No. Nick Cannon was in.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And she did a little cameo.
The basketball husbands.
Thank you.
Basketball husbands.
Who was in it?
Yeah, it was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon. And she dominated. Yeah.
I'm going to play that clip
and I'm going to play it next week. I watched BET. I was on 106 Park Tough early, the early days. Is that show still on, though?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it is, but Roxy.
It's not Roxy and the Pony. We used to call him the Pony. What was his name?
AJ. He actually works for Extra.
He does work for Extra, yeah.
All the time on the red carpet.
Do you now?
Love
yeah.
106 and Park.
Oh, the free and AJ days for sure.
Now it's Roxy and Terrence J.
Who is that?
No, it was her. I would race home at
106 and Park, me and my friends. And Miss Cleo was like in all the ads.
Yes.
Miss Cleo. All right, we're going a little off topic. But no,
guys, this is not basketball.
Tammy is incredible. I do remember she attempted to do, in Los Angeles, they had a KTLA weathercast search, and she attempted to be in that. She was in the little audition search. I only know that because I was in season two, just saying. But she was in season one. She was in season one. So I just kind of am interested to know, like, maybe at some point she wanted to check her IMDb resume. Yeah, she wanted to probably go a more serious route, but it didn't work.
The answer is she tried.
Back on reality TV. Everyone loves her, so there you go.
According to them, they should shake.
Yeah.
Be thanking Shawnee for their bank account.
And they did.
It's working.
I got a question
their
about that.
Their reality bank accounts, please.
Any of these girls have beef with Shawnee?
Of course not.
She's getting paid through them.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. She's a boss lady.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I figured she that, but, you know, it's it. Like...
Well,
even though they would have
Queen
beef,
earlier seasons they kind of did.
Gloria.
Oh yeah, that's what I was
had major
Gloria.
Beef with Shawnee, mm-hmm. and she ended up on the LA. But that's why. But she's still in the franchise.
But see, Shawnee doesn't do season
Shawnee's
LA
smart.
Season.
She capitalized on the situation. Like, oh, this girl wants to have beef with me. Okay, she's gonna be on my show. Go ahead, have your own show, so I can. Still
and Shawnee,
you're right.
Shawnee probably had.
Oh, sorry, I've got one more little piece of news.
Go for it.
We're speaking about Basketball Wives, Jackie Christie from Basketball Wives LA, and her husband Doug, who are were apparently known for being, you know, big Christians when he was in the league. They are now producing porn. So,
what? How do you?
What?
Yeah, you know, if
is this brand new news?
They're not being featured.
This is the dude he used to play for the Sacramento Kings, and they always traveled.
Yeah, that was their thing.
Yeah, because she was crazy.
And he had a little tunnel vision.
Yes.
And now, uh-huh.
wow.
Now
wait, but how do you?
Jackie
what did,
are producing? Oh, producing okay, porn. Okay. They're not starring in porn. They're producing.
Are you serious?
Doesn't matter.
Where did you find this information? Crazy. Is this a Holly Hoops exclusive?
Yeah, people, if you live remember, Basketball Wives, you
which
know
you
this
do,
stuff,
yeah.
So.
I remember thinking that the relationship was so odd because she would like always go on the road with her dude because she didn't trust him, mm-hmm. and if he couldn't look,
he liked
at
it. Crazy. That's what she said. Woman. He liked it.
This is what happens when you go to the extreme. You go from like you can look at anyone to now we're producing porn. It's like you got like all in moderation.
Can
people,
I say
okay?
something? Yeah. She's down for her man. She's like, we're gonna be Christians, we're gonna be Christians. We're gonna produce porn. We're gonna produce porn.
Yeah. She's about that life.
Well,
whatever that means.
Maybe we'll do the Basketball Wives at LA when it comes on TV on VH1.
Of course we will.
Well, thank you guys. I thought it was another great show. Jerrica, you could hit the outro music. There you go, cute little Jerrica.
My dad, I know you're watching.
Oh wait.
Shout out to
Fallon's
my dad.
Fallon's dad's watching?
He watches all the time.
What's up,
Pops? Love your daughter. She's awesome.
We had a lot of love in the air today. It was all
by the booty top the whole time.
Was he offended? He probably enjoyed that more than anything,
he's
you know?
He get it from her mama.
Oh, we made a Fallon booty comment. I forgot. I didn't even know that.
Your daughter didn't wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Let's end the show right now. Twitter handles. Go ahead, Rebecca and Nicole.
At Rebecca Prince TV. And, of course, check out Holly Hoops for latest webisodes, blogs, all that good
My favorite website, go.
Twitter at Nicole Seidman, SEIDMAN, and website www.NicoleSeidman.com for all your latest recaps on reality TV and everything else.
She's a reality TV expert. That's
Action
my other
TV,
favorite website.
TV, not just reality.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Excuse me.
About branding.
To follow me, it's at Ronnie Jr. Media, or go to my blog, which is randomlyronniejr.com. And you?
Me, Miss Mercedes, M-I-S Mercedes, and my new site with Lauren is FallonLauren.com. Check it out. We just started. We love it. Comment, subscribe.
And Victor, do you have anything to promote?
I'm just here chilling with Fallon Mercedes.
Yeah.
Victor Tugunde at Twitter.
So funny when he laughs, right? Is
Your
it not great?
Your reactions are amazing. Seriously.
I like to watch like Evelyn say something crazy, and then I look over to Victor. Yes. I'm like, okay.
And he has the stomp and the laugh. And the stomp, laugh, clap.
All right. So whether you're about this life, whether you're about this life or not, we are going to talk about the Basketball Wives, the Miami season. We are about this life. After Buzz, once again, congratulations and a big shout out to our creator, Maria Menounos, who was killing it on Dancing with the Stars.
Tonight, right?
Oh, she's going all the way, all 10 weeks.
Vote for her.
Yeah. All right. Team Manuf is the hashtag. All right, we're out of here, Jerrica. Thank you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz,
see you later. Sorry, guys, I forgot today.
Buzz.